As members of Congress prepare to debate a global AIDS package, state AIDS directors were here in Washington this week to remind them of funding problems at home. A Kaiser Family Foundation report says the fiscal crises in many states are jeopardizing state programs that help the poor pay for AIDS drugs. NPR's Brenda Wilson reports.
Like many states, North Carolina is looking at $1.5 to $2 billion hole in its state budget. So for the time being, the state has put on hold its AIDS Drug Assistance Program, or ADAP, leaving about 75 people waiting to hear whether the state will pay the $10,000 to $12,000 a year for their AIDS medications.
The last thing that anybody wants to do is put people on medication and then at some point during the year run out of funds and have to stop providing that medication to individuals.
Steve Sherman, North Carolina's director of AIDS drug assistance programs, says no one wants to heighten the risks of drug-resistant AIDS developing or undermining the health of someone struggling with a life-threatening illness, like the woman with HIV who called the state ADAP office in a panic because her medications were at an end and she no longer had a way to refill them.
This was a woman who has two children, neither of which, fortunately, is HIV positive, and is doing her very best to be able to keep her family together and keep her health well. And what you'd like to say is, of course, I'll put you on the program tomorrow. But in this instance, what I had to say was, we're in the process right now where we do, in fact, have a waiting list.
Over the past year, 16 states have had to restrict access to the AIDS Drug Assistance Program, according to a report by the Kaiser Family Foundation, which has monitored the program since 1996, when the life-extending AIDS cocktails became widely available. These programs now provide treatment for more than 100,000 people, a number that has gone up steadily but begun to slow down. The growth in the program's budget has come from a 370% increase in the price of drugs. Kaiser's Jennifer Cates says states are going to face even more demand for assistance.
Every single state practically is experiencing a significant crunch in their Medicaid programs and are looking to reduce costs in that program largely through pharmacy controls and other mechanisms. Well, the relationship between Medicaid and ADAP is a very important one to understand because ADAP fills the gaps when Medicaid can't.
In North Carolina, only the very poor, those just at the poverty line, one person who earns a little over $11,000 a year qualifies for assistance. In California, if your income is under $50,000 a year, you're eligible. That has made California a beacon for people who are HIV positive. These days, facing a $35 billion deficit, the state legislature is considering a waiting list. Michael Montgomery, California's AIDS director, is part of a task force that is negotiating price discounts from drug manufacturers.
We'll be going a long way to helping at least eliminate some of the waiting lists that exist in some states. And we're certainly interested in getting any additional person onto the medications that we can get on. Some of the companies have been very receptive to our discussions, and we're still in negotiation with some of the largest.
And with Congress set to consider the president's global AIDS initiative, Montgomery says the members he visited this week to talk about the funding crisis facing the states did see a potential conflict in coming up with billions to make medicines available overseas if they can't come up with $280 million more dollars so that people in the United States also have access. Brenda Wilson, NPR News, Washington.